Well, it certainly will be a grand day for the Irish on March the 17th. And in fact, it's going to be a grand week for the Irish. As Civic Theatre of Allentown presents 2016 Irish Film Festival. Straight from the Emerald Isle come seven classic Irish film offerings. Complementing all the Irish celebrations, including St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Ancient Order of Hibernians Coronation Dinner, Irish Culture and Community Day, the Civic Film Festival offers these over-the-pond films in the historic 19th Street Theater, culminating with a concert on Friday, March the 18th. Civic Theater, you know, has served as the Lehigh Valley's leading provider of independent and foreign films for more than 20 years. And it actually has served the area with live stage theater productions for more than 90 years. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Suzanne Baltzar, film manager at Civic's 19th Street Theater. Welcome, Suzanne. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Good to hear that.
It's good to have you. Suzanne, you curated this series, so to speak, right?
Yes.
And it opened this past Friday, I believe.
Correct.
And we will be running through the weekend. Is the concert actually Friday or Saturday?
The concert is Saturday. Our last film is on Thursday, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. That's the wrap-up. And if I look over the list, it's really interesting. It's a different film every day.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think some have been shown afternoon and evening. But it's a really interesting mix of old and new. Some maybe one or two you might be able to find, but some not at all.
Correct.
So what was your goal in this? What kind of mix were you trying to create?
I wanted to find movies that would appeal to a broad range of people. I didn't want to have all comedies. I didn't want to have all dramas. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have them all starring the same person, which you find a lot.
Yes, in Irish films. Yes,
yeah.
You do.
So I just tried to find a good mix, a good balance between all of them.
I think it's interesting. There's a real mix between animation and style.
We did have animation, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things like, just to look at some of them, Secret of Cows. Now, I'm sad to say, if you hadn't seen it this weekend, you've missed it. But that would be typical, what I find to be a really interesting choice. It's an animation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newer film.
Yes.
And some of them, let's see, In the Name of the Father might be something better known to folks. But yesterday's film, Rocky Road to Dublin, tell me how you came across that and what that was about.
Well, I definitely wanted to have a documentary or two.
Okay.
That was the one I decided on. There was a couple interesting ones. I actually found that from the Irish Film Board. It is an older film. I think from off the top of my head, I think it's from 1964.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it covered modern Irish history pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard of it and I hadn't seen it before, but I thought it was really, really interesting. And I think people who are interested in Irish history would find that a well-done documentary.
It was interesting. I was sorry to have missed it. I noted that things like it was essentially de facto banned from Ireland
Correct.
For years.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only really got screened again in 2004
right.
or something
but,
like
well,
that.
Right, but it had a lot, not against the church, but it said some things about the church and the government, so...
Well, the Irish history's been, it's
right.
a young one,
yeah.
and it's an interesting one. And I think it was just a little honest.
Yeah.
but interesting in that sense. And then coming up, what are some of the, could you tell us a little bit about the upcoming films
Absolutely.
Before we wrap up?
For the rest of the week, they're all at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we have Daniel Day-Lewis in The Name of the Father. Tomorrow we have The Boys and Girls from County Clare, which is another one that I hadn't heard of before,
uh-huh.
but I thought it was really cute.
Okay.
And then Wednesday is The Wind That Shakes the Barley,
which
is really good. And I think that's a more well-known one because it's recent. And then Thursday is the classic Boondock Saints, which is a cult film, which isn't made by Irish people. But I think I love it. And it's naughty and everything.
Really?
Everything.
I don't know it. Could you tell us just a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's Sean
How
Patrick.
How you found it?
Yeah, it's Sean Patrick Flannery and... I can't think of his name. The guy from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And the main guy from The Walking Dead that everybody has a crush on. And they're fraternal twins, and they're from Ireland, and they're living in Boston. It came out in 1999, and they just go on this revenge killing spree, and they're going after mobsters and everybody that's doing bad things in Boston. They're just trying to rid the evil in the city. And
And this is a cult show, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
It did not do well in theaters, but it really caught on. I saw it. I remember my friend gave it to me when I was in high school in 2003. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
And the boy and the girl from the Connie Claire, the other one that you were so charmed. I've not seen that. What that sounds very different from Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I actually think it's PG-13. It's okay. About a Kaylee band concert. And there's a group of there's an all-men group that are traveling. I forget to what county. Maybe they're from Clare or going to Clare. I can't remember. And the two of the men fall in love with the same woman from a different Kaylee band. So they they have to
sort this out.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time, I believe, Civic Theaters hosted an Irish Film Festival.
Yes.
What spurred this? Why this year? How did it come about?
We're just trying to try different things, get new people in our doors, and we do have a huge Irish population in attendance for the parade and for the pub crawl and neighborhood.
Yeah. You
know, the parade comes right down our street, so we thought we'd want to get involved in that somehow.
That's interesting. So this is essentially in conjunction with or responding to the fact that so much of the St. Patrick's Day parade in Allentown and its activities really is swirling around you.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it, yeah.
And that would lead up to the Blackwater concert then as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense to get involved. And do you see yourselves revisiting this next year? Any thoughts on that?
I think so. I hope so. The people that have been coming to see the films are really excited and really happy that we're doing it. And you can't find most of these films anywhere else. So we're showing films that they can't get on Netflix or Hulu or you can't go to the store and buy.
And again, I think it's nice. It's not as if you just chose two or three films and repeated the showings all week. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see it grow with activities around it and the rest.
I hope so.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how did you come to be? I know, George, you've been curious about how one comes to be a film manager.
Yes, how does one do that?
Is this a career track?
I mean, what is your background? Have you always been into films?
I've always loved films. I actually own a little indie film company called Tinker Films, after the Irish Tinkers.
Yes.
And we opened that. My best friend and I opened that in 2012. And I was on movie staff at Civic for 2 years, and then they needed someone to fill this position, so they just naturally asked me because I know about film.
So you manage the whole film area of Civic Theater.
Yes, yes,
and that is in the choice of films.
Yep, I book the films. I decide which ones we're going to show. I'm not lording over it. I do have people helping me decide which would be best, and then I do the programming and I. Load all the films. I take care of the theaters.
Right.
I'm not great at all the technical stuff, but
now the great thing at Civic is that film isn't really film anymore, is it?
No.
And thank goodness the digital.
We changed over to digital a few years ago.
And the films rotate back and forth between the 19th Street Theater itself and Theater 514 across the way.
Yeah. I call it the big theater myself. The big 19th Street Theater sits 500 people.
Okay.
In 514, we sit 92 people.
Okay.
So every day you could see a film in 514, but sometimes we do go dark in the bigger theater for our live shows.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So then after you formed your own film company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually do cinematography, or is it a collection? Or
no, I don't touch the camera.
Oh, okay.
We had a feature film that we did. I wrote and directed that.
I see.
And then we just produced a short film. So we stay behind the camera creatively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where are your films shown?
We actually, our feature film is called Just Like We Used to Do. That's on Amazon and a website called Indie Rain.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we shot in Bethlehem and Allentown and Hellertown all around Lehigh Valley.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and the short film, it's submitted to film festivals, so it's not anywhere that can be seen yet. Hopefully it will be in festivals somewhere.
So your love of film and the fact that you worked at Civic for a couple of years got you the job of
put you in the right place.
Yeah,
the right
I just sort of stepped into it. Yeah,
oh, lovely. great. And why do you like it? Do you think is it enchanting? Is it thrilling?
Working at the theater, everyone's super fun. We all have a lot of fun, and I mean, who wouldn't love to watch movies every day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you also have a connection to the film festival, in an interest and a connection and a passion for all things Irish. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Well, my dad is Irish. His family comes from Ireland, from County Mayo and Kerry.
Okay.
And I've always loved Irish history. My dad is one of six. They're actually from upstate New York. We're the only ones in Pennsylvania, but I have a huge family up there. I have lots of cousins, and actually we were just messaging back and forth. We're going to get the Irish crest on t-shirts for a family reunion this summer and take classes, read books, that kind of thing.
Have you been to Ireland?
No.
I need to get there.
I know. I think I might be the only one in my family that hasn't gone yet.
And did you come across in curating, so to speak, and putting together this festival? Mm-hmm. Did you have a sense that there were other films that you were intrigued by? That, I mean, kind of a short list starting for next year already?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's hard to pick from. I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket. In case, you know, the likelihood that we'll do this again. So I didn't want to pick every Daniel Day-Lewis movie, and I didn't want to pick The Quiet Man, and I didn't want to pick the Roddy Doyle films. Like, you know, I need to save some of the good stuff for later. Yeah, so
it's interesting because there's been a really growing scene. I know there was an Irish Film New York Festival, which has become something else. It's been absorbed or joined another group. But they did at least two or three times a year, week-long screenings of new films in New York, where there's, of course, a huge Irish contingent.
Right, right.
And I think they're connected now, which surprised me more, to an equivalent festival in Los Angeles, which I don't think I would have expected, except for the film industry itself.
Right.
Do you know? But I know the Irish film industry was thrilled with their representation at the Academy Awards this year.
Yeah.
A lot of actors and filmmakers.
Yeah,
and
The Stutterer was from Ireland.
So
It has been an experience of ours having lived in Ireland for 4 years. We didn't get actually to see many formal films. We did see, of course, the premiere of Barley.
When the Shakes of Barley.
That's it. I couldn't remember that one.
That
we saw the premiere of that one and of The Garda and of Calvary. So we were lucky to see those premieres, but we didn't actually go to met much film. We were doing theater all the time, of course. And the interesting thing is I had connected myself with RTE, the Irish TV station, and we got to get a lot of short films. And that's kind of interesting, too, when you just get a whole accumulation of short films.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I don't know if you found this was helpful to you. I know that it is a significantly rural country. I think movie theaters, you find clusters in big cities,
right,
et cetera. And I think the Irish government's put a lot of money into the industry over the years in hopes of creating a homegrown film industry that would, you know, kind of be an ambassador to the world.
I'd love to go there and make a movie. Ask the government.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to go fill out the papers. Yeah.
And they have the money now.
Yeah, yeah. Make another once.
Is that available? Might that be on the short list for the future?
Maybe I'll try again. This year I couldn't get it.
Okay.
It's only in 35mm, so
okay.
Maybe by next year.
That's interesting. Yeah. Is that often a problem?
Not very often. I'm not sure with ones, because it is such a popular film, why it was never transferred over. Hopefully next year we'll be able to get it.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So we're very pleased with the films you've chosen. Now, some people have already seen some of them. Hear My Song was one of them, which was the owner of a failing club seeking an Irish singer, Joseph Locke, who is known in Ireland, to bring business back to his club. The Secret of the Kells, of course, was about a young boy in a remote medieval outpost. And that was very interesting. It was actually an Academy Award nominee for Best Animated Feature. And, of course, The Secret of Roan Inish, where Selkie gets its name. that was played extensively in Ireland. It's a fabulous film. Unfortunately, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't been able to.
You
have to come to Civic next year to see it. And Rocky Road to Dublin. And we'll talk more about these fabulous Irish films and musical offerings at the 19th Street Theatre, Civic Theatre, of course. Hopefully you will all join at the St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Allentown's West End Theatre District. We shall proceed, actually, after this message of importance.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
We're back with Suzanne Balchar, who is the film manager at Civic Theater, offering now a film festival in complement to St. Patrick's Day. Hooray!
And the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Allentown will take place on Sunday
afternoon. That is Sunday. Yep. Yes. The website says 2 to 4:30, but I think it might go a little bit longer than 4:30. We know those bagpipes like to play.
St. Patrick's Cultural Community Day is free and is being held at Ag Hall on Saturday from noon to 5.
12 to 5. And the pub crawl was this past weekend, right?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Saturday night is the concert.
It's Blackwater. Right.
So I have a question for you. You've obviously seen all the films in the festival this year. If you had to pick a personal favorite, which one would it be and why?
Boondock Saints. If I couldn't pick that one just because I've loved it for so long. I Hear My Song was really cute and really good. The Wind That Shakes the Barley is always, I think it's a really well done film.
Yeah.
And I have a crush on him. So
on Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. He's my boyfriend.
Actually, it was Cillian's one of his first full feature films.
Yeah.
He was a stage actor before that, of course. Mm-hmm. He still is. Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up. That's Wednesday. I would personally say, you know, I have seen that. And I would strongly suggest to our listeners, good choice, because you were talking earlier about if you have an interest in Irish history, it's not a documentary.
No.
But you're going to get that great overview and yet a great story. It's very personal.
Yeah.
And kind of the classic, you know, two brothers, rising and civil war and different roads taken through it.
Right. And actually, we were speaking about that film in the Irish Book Club that I was telling you about. I'm in an Irish Book Club in Bethlehem with the Cultural Association. And the man that runs it, the professor, was saying that that is the most realistic movie that he's seen, the portrayal of the English and Irish tensions. Mm-hmm. Usually they're either downplayed or overplayed, but he felt that that one was the best one, but showing the relationship between the two and how the Irish were treated.
That's very interesting. And I think the difficulty of it, I mean, it's very easy with our own rise, any revolution arising, resistance, it becomes heroic later in story, it becomes a little mythical.
Right, right.
And that this is very personal and not mythical. It's more what it felt like to be in the midst of it and not know what the outcome was going to be and what to do and very complicated time. It's interesting because that's interesting he would comment on that because Irish folks that I know tend to, I think, when I remember when the film first came out, it seemed very taken aback by it, that it seemed so close to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed very affecting to them, you know.
We like to sing songs about it, and, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not always that glorious. And
And it was complicated for people. Yeah. And in the name of the Father,
that's tonight.
That is tonight.
7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
See, that's who I have a crush on.
Yes, of course. It is a classic directed by Jim Sheridan, who's very well known in Ireland as stage and film director, about a 1993 Irish-British-American biographical courtroom drama, which is based on a true story, really, of the Guildford Four and all that occurred between the North and the South.
Well, it was interesting. I think, again, it goes back to that. It's history treated in a really sweeping, powerful, personal way and made really interesting and exciting without being unrealistic.
Right.
You know.
And has the U2 soundtrack.
Well, there is that. It's pretty emotional.
It actually received, I think, about seven Academy Award nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Daniel Day-Lewis was up for one. His best actor.
It's an interesting piece, too, because you get back to that kind of universal storytelling. Young man arrested in England for bombing he wasn't guilty of, along with friends, none of them guilty.
Right.
Snapshot of the times. But then through a twist that's surprising, his father ends up being pulled into it. And it becomes really a coming of age story of coming back to understanding a father he was estranged from and really growing up as a man. So it hits a lot of chords.
Yes.
It's really a beautiful film.
Yes. And, of course, then on Tuesday, I think, March 15th, is The Boys and Girls from County Clare. And, of course, Colm Meaney is one of the stars of that particular
film.
He's
always fun.
It's a 2003 Irish comedy drama about a Ceilidh band from Liverpool that travels to Ireland to compete in the Ceilidh competition in County Clare. And it's quite amusing, as well as being very poignant.
I haven't seen it. I would imagine the music's fun as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Ceilidh music's kind of a social dance band music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't. Ceilidh bands are kind of wonderful. They're always great fun. So,
I think I've been telling people about what the movie's about, Ceilidh bands, and they say, "What's Ceilidh?"
Okay.
Oh, then you got to come see the movie.
How would you explain Ceilidh to someone that's unfamiliar?
I just say, you know, the jigs and the reels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they sort of.
Am I wrong? Does Appalachian, like the square dancing and things, descend from that?
Yeah.
In some ways, it feels similar.
It, yeah.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, the things that I've read about, you know, Georgia and West Virginia, that's where we all settled. Where a lot of Irish people settled. So.
Yeah. And I think contra dancing and clogging, all of that's related in different ways. Yeah.
And then, of course, on Wednesday is the wind that shakes the barley, and that's at 7:30. They're all at 7:30, actually.
Yes. Yep, for the rest of the week, yes.
And that's, of course, a 2006 war drama, really.
And that's what we're talking about,
Cillian Murphy first, makes his big debut.
It's an interesting mix, and I think it's a lovely way to, it's funny. I love, of course, what the High Holy Days or St. Patrick's Day and the celebrations.
Right.
But it's lovely to see a little bit of grounding with emotion and laughing and music and kind of visiting the culture in this way.
Right. And I think, not to say that you can't learn anything from movies. I actually think film can be a really good way of learning. And you always see people walking around with Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirts, and they're not Irish. You know, they just want to get drunk on St. Patrick's Day. But, you know, they can come see a movie and actually learn some history.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And why they're going to a pub. To celebrate, so
and enjoy learning it.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not like it's taking medicine.
Exactly, and you can grab a beer at Civic Theater. We have a bar.
That's true.
Yes,
that's true.
You can come and have a Guinness.
Yes,
really?
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So the West End is the place to be this week.
West End is.
Yes.
This weekend, especially.
Yeah.
Do you have other? Is the idea of a themed week of showings or a festival? Common with your programming, or is that something you're doing more of or thinking about more of?
Kind of. With our special screenings, we are usually teamed up with other people. We do a lot of screenings with the art museum.
That's what I thought.
We have a civil rights series right now that we have three films left. Selma, In the Heat of the Night, and The Butler are left.
Okay.
And then I'm also working on a Latina series.
Oh, excellent.
Just films to go along with their Latin American art that's starting in the summer. They usually have a theme.
And partnerships like that fun to play with, I would think, with the programming.
I don't necessarily think of things all the time. I think of like general, let's do a John Wayne movie. Commonalities. But when the art museum says, hey, we have a Latin American exhibit coming up, what movies can you get us? That makes me reach out and get films that I've never heard of. You know, I've heard of E to Mama, but besides that, I was like, ooh, what can we get from Chile? I don't know. I've never seen any Chilean films. So, yeah.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to offer film to the Valley as well. Not just like the art house film loop, which is brilliant.
Right.
But thematically.
Thematically, November, of course, coming up is election.
Yeah.
So it might be a week of like West Wing movies, all presidential movies.
I don't know. We might be too emotionally run out by then. I don't know.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll need the escapism. I don't know.
Well, this has been wonderful, Suzanne, talking to us about the films at the Civic Theater. And I'm so happy that you're there because these choices are wonderful for the Irish film. So, and they have been. Actually, for all of the films in the whole series, we enjoy coming to see to Civic Theater for film. It's a very special place. So we thank you for being with us today.